Well, as we enter the final week of the regular season in the Stud Football League, reflecting back on our last episode, barely above water, after the First Lady defeated yours truly, the GOAT. And I needed all these scenarios to happen for me to even get a chance at coming in. I ended up playing Dad Bod, who surprisingly has beaten many of the top teams, but I guess because I wasn't considered a top team, I beat them. And then I started to look. I'm like, okay, one scenario didn't go my way. I think First Lady won again, and I needed her to lose. And the Foreigner won, and I needed him to lose. But what happened was the Chief, who took that lead, and everybody was trading with him. He had this amazing team, had lost. First Lady, who did he lose to? The Chief. So he ended up losing. I'm like, okay. And I beat Dad Bod. So then I go to play the Golfer. And the Chief is playing the Rook. And let me tell you, the Rook opened up week one with a surprise win on the Golfer and hadn't won since. So, I mean, people are destroying him on points per game, total points. Chiefs rolling away with this one. So really, I just looked at my chances at making the playoffs as trying to get in a wild card. So I end up playing the Golfer. He, at this point, could beat me, still have a chance to... Somehow the Chief would need to lose to the Rook, and then he could play him this last week to play for the division crown, which would be an automatic playoff berth. So what did I face? I faced Allen Robinson on career high or season high on points. I faced Joey Bosa, who scored 60 something points, and I thought that alone right there was just going to destroy me. But my team came along and showed up, and I ended up winning by 20 points. I'm kind of in shock and awe. Yet again, the fantasy gods are shedding light on me, and I'm so humble, so humble. I can't brag about it. I'm just so humble that these fantasy gods look at me and appreciate the passion that I put into it, appreciate the sacrifices and willingness to be a part of them and live through them, not up to their standards because they're the gods, but just be their demigod. So yeah, I beat them, and I'm like, okay, I got a shot at getting a playoff berth. Wild card. But you wouldn't believe what happened to the Chief and the Rook. The Rook whooped that team's derriere. And the Chief actually barely scored above 200. I actually scored 299. So that point differential between me and the Chief put us on even record. But I jumped him in points. I am now up by 16 points on him, total points. We have the same record, same divisional record. We each beat each other once, so it goes off total points. So I am in the division lead spot right now with 1 week to go. What I need is to win this week against the Rook, and have, if the Chief were to win against the Golfer, I need to outscore the Chief. I just need to make sure that the Chief does not outscore me by 17 points, and I'm guaranteed the division crown. If I win and I don't have total points over the Chief wins and he becomes the division champ. I then go to tie-breaking scenarios, which goes over to the Godfather, who's lost three in a row. He faces the Foreigner, who's starting to be the... Or no, he faces the defending champ. He's facing the defending champ, the Jayhawk. So that's going to be tough. The Godfather could potentially lose four in a row, which would give the Godfather six losses, which is what I have, and it'd be a tie-breaking scenario. I think that would put me in and the Godfather out. Those are about the only two scenarios that I can get in. And I think the third and last scenario is I lose and the Chief loses. And I just got to, again, have more overall points. And I'm up 16 points on him. So we'll see what it is, mate. This is probably the second to last podcast of the season. And I will keep you guys posted. Well, we'll probably do two, so you guys need to know what happens in the Stud Football Championship playoff brackets. But if it's any indication of the last six seasons, I'm 100% going to be in that championship. So it's just, how does it play out and who plays me?
Daddy, what is that part?
Huh?
What is that thing?
This isn't a game. This is us talking to the fantasy gods, talking to the people that want to know about the Stud Football League.
Let me see.
Huh? That's pretty cool, huh? Yeah. All right. Well, this is the goat. And the Billy Goat signing off. Well, it's all lies. It was all collusion. Lies and Collusions 2020 asterisk season. It's a law like any other.